Chapter 21. And it came to the ears of the Canaanite, the king of Arad, living in the south, that Israel was coming by the way of Athrim, and he came out against them and took some of them prisoners. Then Israel made an oath to the Lord, and said, "If you will give up this people into my hands, then I will send complete destruction on all their towns." And the Lord, in answer to the voice of Israel, gave the Canaanites up to them, and they put them and their towns completely to destruction, and that place was named Hormah. Then they went on from Mount Hor by the way to the Red Sea, going round the land of Edom, and the spirit of the people was overcome with weariness on the way. And crying out against God and against Moses, they said, "Why have you taken us out of Egypt to come to our death in the waste land? For there is no bread and no water, and this poor bread is disgusting to us." Then the Lord sent poison snakes among the people, and their bites were a cause of death to the people of Israel. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have done wrong in crying out against the Lord and against you. Make prayer to the Lord to take away the snakes from us." So Moses made prayer for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make an image of a snake and put it on a rod, and anyone who has been wounded by the snakes, looking on it will be made well." So Moses made a snake of brass and put it on a rod, and anyone who had a snake bite, after looking on the snake of brass, was made well. Then the children of Israel went on and put up their tents in Oboth. And journeying on again from Oboth, they put up their tents in Ye'abarim, in the waste land before Moab looking east. And moving on from there, they put up their tents in the valley of Sud. From there they went on and put up their tents on the other side of the Arnon, which is on the waste land at the edge of the land of the Amorites. For the Arnon is the line of division between Moab and the Amorites, as it says in the book of the wars of the Lord, Veheb in Supa, and the valley of the Amon, the slope of the valleys going down to the tents of Aron touching the edge of Moab. From there they went on to Beer, the water spring of which the Lord said to Moses, "Make the people came together and I will give them water." Then Israel gave voice to this song, "Come up, O water spring, let us make a song to it, the fountain made by the chiefs, made deep by the great ones of the people, with the lawgiver's rod, and with their sticks." Then from the waste land they went on to Matanah, and from Matanah to Naalil, and from Naalil to Bamoth, and from Bamoth to the valley in the open country of Moab, and to the top of Pisgah looking over Jeshimon. And Israel sent men to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, "Let me go through your land, we will not go into field or vine garden, or take the water of the springs, we will go by the highway till we have gone past the limits of your land." And Sihon would not let Israel go through his land, but got all his people together and went out against Israel into the waste land, as far as Jahaz, to make war on Israel. But Israel overcame him, and took all his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, as far as the country of the children of Ammon. For the country of the children of Ammon was strongly armed. And Israel took all their towns, living in Heshbon and all the towns and small places of the Amorites. For Heshbon was the town of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who had made war against an earlier king of Moab and taken from him all his land as far as the Arnon. So the makers of wise sayings say, "Come to Heshbon, building up the town of Sihon and making it strong, for a fire has gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the town of Sihon, for the destruction of Arnon Moab, and the lords of the high places of the Arnon. Sorrow is yours, O Moab. Destruction is your fate, O people of Chemosh. His sons have gone in flight, and his daughters are prisoners, in the hands of Sihon, king of the Amorites. They are wounded with our arrows. Destruction has come on Heshbon, even to Dibon, and we have made the land waste as far as Nopha, stretching out to Medeba." So Israel put up their tents in the land of the Amorites. And Moses sent men secretly to Yazer, and they took its towns, driving out the Amorites who were living there. Then turning they went up by the way of Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan, went out against them with all his people, to the fight at Edrei. And the Lord said to Moses, "Have no fear of him, for I have given him up into your hands, with all his people and his land. Do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, at Heshbon." So they overcame him and his sons and his people, driving them all out. and they took his land for their heritage.